It is a Super Talk 99.7 WTN 242. Dan Mendes here again, live from the lobby of Nashville's rescue mission. Now, Diane Woodford, thank you very much for joining us here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. You are a community volunteer here at Nashville's rescue mission, and you've also received an award of appreciation for the Paths to Transform. Talk a little bit about what it is that you do here at Nashville's Rescue Mission and why it's so important to you.
So I am a community volunteer, as you said, and it's really important to me because seeing the transformation of the program people here at the mission is just amazing. Seeing how my heart's work, which is service to others, is really effective here, and just seeing the love here at the mission is just amazing.
Now, what's interesting is I spoke to your husband, Charles, at the top of the show, at the very beginning of the show, and so you two seem to have had an interesting journey, right? Because neither one of you have been through the program, as far as I know, but you were inspired to help. Why is it you were so inspired to help?
Correct about neither one of us being in a program, and we just have a heart to serve. I am a retired critical care nurse, so that may have something to do with it from my point of view. And Charles just has a huge heart to serve and just to share. So for about a year now, Charles has been working with the program men, giving workshops for employment opportunities as far as interview skills as well.
What do you guys get back when you, 'cause one of the things that I always try and talk about here is how good it feels to give back. And that's what you and Charles are doing. And so for myself, for example, I'm openly will admit that there's a selfish part of me that feels really good when I'm trying to help others. And so talk about how here at the mission, Nashville's Rescue Mission, there are so many people that have been through the program, and then they come back, and they get something out of that as well. Talk about how good it feels to give of your time and of your money.
So the give back starts with a thank you, and it's just a really genuine thank you. I think the Hearts of Hope program would be a great place for me to illustrate the give back. Just seeing these women go through a first time in life being lavished and just having such an extravagant affair. The smiles on their face, just the genuine heartfelt thank yous, and just watching them. And then just to see someone's life turned around.
It makes it all worth it. And you work, it sounds like, for the women's program. And so is that... You spoke about the women and when they show up to Nashville's rescue mission.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the shape that they're in when they come in. And I know a lot of them have kids. And talk about the special challenges that they have when they're trying to recover, when they're trying to get back on their feet.
So from the women's center perspective, these are women with children that are coming off the street. And so they have so many challenges as far as, like, schooling their children, because some of the children are school age, just trying to work around and just provide for their children. It's one thing. In the men's center, it's just the men. It's just the men here. But in the women's center, it's women and children.
Yeah.
So it's just it's really, really tough for them, you know. But I've seen so many that have just really been transformed. And what I've seen a lot in the Women's Center is the women come back and give to the mission. Like, they'll come back and either work, and they come back and help and try to pull up other women. So, yeah.
It's almost like a sisterhood, if you will. It's almost like we're all in this together.
Right.
And I think one of the things that people, I think it's almost like a people don't understand with Nashville's Rescue Mission. And we ask for money every single year, 615-312-1500, is we talk about meals, but so much more than that. We talk about how $2.26 will buy a meal. But that $2.26 is buying hope, really.
Yes, that is so true. And the hope is so contagious. The hope is so contagious because, again, with the Hearts of Hope annual banquet, the women that speak there are women that came through the program. And it's so amazing because it allows the women to see that you can recover. You can have, you know, you can have a life and you can move forward from, you know, the challenges.
What do you think is the most important thing that Nashville's Rescue Mission does? My portion of the broadcast is just about wrapped up. And then we're going to be joining Phil Valentine, of course, at 3:06. But in closing my show and talking about the most important thing that people need to realize, if people have been listening all day, you know, Ralph has been asking for money, Michael's been asking for money, and I've been imparting the importance of giving right now. You're somebody who's on the inside. You work here. And so what is that one little maybe nugget that we've all been missing because we are affiliated with the Rescue Mission, of course, all year round, but and I've taken the tour, but I don't come here day in and day out like maybe you do. So what can you say to inspire people to call 615-312-1500?
Nashville Rescue Mission truly is a place where hope resides. It gives hope to everyone that comes through the door, belief, and a platform to transform your life truly. Regardless of how you come through those doors, it gives you the hope, the belief, and transformation to walk out and truly start your life over again from that point.
Dan Woodford, thank you very much for being with us, and thank you for everything that you do. You guys do amazing work here, and it's my honor to speak with you folks every single year and to be here every single year, and thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you, Dan.